Welcome to the Spring GR Show. We are so excited to have you here listening in and to choose Spring GR as your go-to listening resource. We provide business insights, growth strategies, and entrepreneurial support. So we thank you for tuning in, and we are dedicated to providing you with the tools and knowledge to build a thriving and sustainable business. My name is Allie. I am your Spring GR expert host. And let's get into the episode. This episode will explore what it takes to create a lasting brand beyond just a solid business plan. Valerie James is here today and we'll discuss how entrepreneurs can develop a strong brand identity, establish trust with their audience, and position themselves for long-term success. Valerie, it is a pleasure to have you here. Tell the people who you are and what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Valerie James. I'm really excited to be here, especially for the first episode. I am the owner of VSJ Fitness and also Inner Fitness Counseling and Wellness. I am a licensed therapist, personal trainer, and also group fitness instructor. And so my mission is to inspire the everyday person to feel empowered, motivated, and supported through all things fitness and wellness.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So when did you graduate Spring GR?
I graduated in 2019. It was June. And I'm like, wow, that was like forever ago. and I still can't believe that experience, because if you would have asked me, like, even back in like school and college, like, Val, do you have a desire to be an entrepreneur? No, I thought I was going to be like running some hospital, or I don't know, like traveling and doing like all things like global health. And to see just how life just took me on this path of being an entrepreneur, but helping clients in this type of way, I really thank Spring GR for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Spring GR, I'm also an alumni. So Spring GR is providing so many different resources, so many different opportunities.
Yes.
And you have a couple of big things going on.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Yes. So I just won a huge pitch competition of 5x5 with Star Garden. And so that is actually the perfect timing, because I have expanded my therapy practice, where both I can offer both counseling and do my classes for VSJ Fitness. So offering like the small group trainings, personal training, dance classes, and then also being able to offer like wellness coaching and therapy all in one place. And so the studio will be, the grand opening is going to be February 13th, the Thursday, from 4 to 6. And the ribbon cutting is at 4:30.
That's amazing. That's amazing. The cohesiveness of it all.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing. So let's get into our topic today. We're talking about branding and business. So tell me, what is the key distinction to you between a business and a brand?
See, when I think about a brand, okay, first, like when people start off saying like, oh, this is my vision for my business, it's very easy just to show up and do the thing, the day-to-day responsibilities, checking emails, budgeting, all, you know, just doing, performing the day-to-day tasks. But if you want people to know what you're doing and what your business is, that's where the branding is.
Exactly.
How you show up every day, like you are representing your business. So like that was something I had to be mindful of. Like I'm no longer just Valerie James. I am now like VSJ Fitness.
Exactly.
From the way that I dress, from the colors to the way just I show up in different spaces. People see me walk through the door, they know that's me. And when they like what they're seeing and like our interaction, that's going to make them say like, I want to learn more, visit the website. And then I'm like, okay, I want to come to your classes. So that's the difference. It's how you show up representing your business outside of just doing the day-to-day responsibility of your business.
And I think that's interesting, because when it comes to a product versus a service, you can see that a lot of different businesses don't have a brand.
Correct.
They have a business.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so when you're selling products, let's take, for example, like books.
Mm-hmm.
If you're selling books online, the book itself is not the brand. It's not. It's the way that you make people feel when they're purchasing the book. It's the experience.
Yes.
When they're purchasing the book.
Yes.
And so for you specifically, you have services.
Yes.
So how do you show up for a service? How does that work?
So when I am showing up, especially as a personal trainer, mm-hmm. I am going to dress as a personal trainer.
Exactly.
Comfortable shoes. I'm going to wear some workout clothes that's going to be professional, clean looking. And of course, I'm going to have my logo or something that's going to represent like the colors of like of VSJ Fitness. Mm-hmm. So I can't say, oh, I do personal training and I'm showing up to a session in some jeans and a cute sweatshirt. But they're like, wait, what is happening?
Because what are you training?
Exactly.
What are you training?
Exactly. So that is part of the brand. It's like also my uniform.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that's so interesting. So can you share, if you are not the example, but can you share an example for us of a company that has successfully transitioned from a business to a brand?
Let's see. The first business that comes to mind, not have an example for myself too, but I first want to start with the lip bar.
Yeah, out of Detroit.
Out of Detroit.
Shout out to Detroit.
Yes. And I love their products.
Yes.
But I've been following Melissa Butler for quite some time. And I remember just like her first logo design. And they, I know she and her business partner they recently had rebranded and changed the logo. So whenever you see that, it's something about that font,
mm-hmm.
TLB, mm-hmm. on regardless of what color, what type of product it is, you know that's the lip bar.
That's the lip bar.
And so I believe she started off like in her kitchen and then, you know, being able to expand like through social media and so now to actually be in physical stores.
Yep.
But to go from, like I said, starting your kitchen to that, and to have a recognizable logo,
mm-hmm.
that's part of that brand. Like, wow, like wherever you are, whether like a bag or whatever, you see those, that TLB and that font, you know that's the lip bar.
And really it was seamless because yes. it was all of a sudden, hey, there's a grand opening.
Yes.
And it was consistent.
Yes.
It was across the board.
Yes.
Like she had everything set up.
Yes.
Also, if you're watching this, lip bar, please sponsor me. I love your products. but yes, no, I think that's an amazing example. Like, having a business that is taking the small steps.
Yes.
But then when it comes time, mm-hmm. you have the full plan planned
yes.
out. And sometimes that's hard in entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you are trying to make everything work. You're trying to build your plan and, you know, things fall through. But to have a backup
mm-hmm.
and to be able to go because people like her, mm-hmm. she actually struggled. She struggled when it came to like building her product and her clientele. There's thousands of makeup brands.
Thousands.
You are literally in an oversaturated market.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to set yourself apart, for you to show that, no, I not only have a viable product,
mm-hmm.
but my customers love my product.
Yes.
My customers feel something when they
yes.
are experiencing
Absolutely.
The lip bar.
Yep.
And I'm going to capitalize on that.
Yes.
Like that's huge
yes.
for any entrepreneur. Finding those pain points, not only being the solution,
yes.
but providing an expert experience that no one else can replicate. I think that's huge. So what was the example for you?
So I was actually going to think about, I was going to share about my pitch competition for Spring DR graduation
yes.
night. And through those with 12 weeks, it was trying to, I was so focused on identifying my target customer, you know,
mm-hmm.
just getting ready for the pitch. But when it came down to the actual night, I had to make sure I stood out from the competition
right.
and my cohorts. And I showed up as the traveling trainer. That was my tagline back then, the traveling trainer. I had my shirt with my logo, my workout clothes, and I got on that stage as the traveling trainer. And so I was able to pivot from just, I guess, like a business idea, going through the courses of meeting with every, you know, the nightly classes and meeting with my business coach to like creating my brand on that stage and,
yeah.
and then following suit. So that was the start of that. Of going from just focusing on the business to actually showing off my brand on that stage.
And it's almost like you have to have a persona.
Yes.
Almost.
Yes.
Like it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you have a business.
Yes.
But as an owner, you have to show up
mm-hmm.
with a persona
mm-hmm.
that's going to kind of amplify your business almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And for those who don't know, Spring GR offers a ton of different cohorts and programs that cultivate entrepreneurs. The program that Valerie was a part of was the Small Business Accelerator. And that is a 14-week program that helps businesses that have made at least $1,000 grow and elevate with our techniques. So if you are interested, click the link in our bio and go ahead and apply for classes. So yeah, I love that. I love that. I love that a lot. So let's talk a little bit about your journey with Spring GR a little bit more. So Spring GR helps entrepreneurs through their journey. We offer alumni resources. So you've taken advantage of a ton of our alumni resources.
Absolutely.
So tell us, entrepreneurs refine their brand story through training, through workshops. You specifically have used mentorship. Tell me how your mentorship journey has like cultivated your business.
Yes. And actually, I'm just beyond grateful for the opportunity, because another thing people don't talk about when entrepreneurship, sometimes it can feel lonely.
Yeah.
And so it's like you are just navigating just this one direction mindset. And it's like you are limiting yourself from just other like opportunities, other ideas, other resources. And so being able to have a mentor, it helped me to get out of my head.
Yeah.
Only like just focusing on one direction. And I've been able to learn so much as far as like what type of like the importance of like certifications as a business owner, different networking groups that are even just outside of Michigan to expand my brand, to be on the net, to be recognized on a national level.
Right.
The importance of having a business plan and fine tuning it, because like a lot has changed since 2019. It's now 2025.
Come on, 2025.
And so understanding like how to do those numbers and you know, like this fine tuning things, like from how I started to where I'm at today, it took having access to a mentor to help that. And it felt so good just to have someone I can vent to in those moments, because sometimes I'd be like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? And I don't want to just keep, you know, talking things with to my partner, because he's not a business owner. So he's like, oh, okay,
I don't get it.
So to have a mentor who also understands, you know, the highs and lows of being an entrepreneur, that has just made the experience just feels just so much more rewarding and valuable.
Absolutely. And I think that ties into our next point of trying to find your brand voice. Mm-hmm. Because with a mentor, like, yes, you have a vision for your business. Yes, you're trying to do things for your business, but having a mentor explore that brand voice piece and being able to create messaging based off of that. So I'm a marketer. Marketing is what I do. Marketing is what I love. I love branding. How does an entrepreneur find their brand voice and create messaging based off of that when you're in the process of building a brand?
I would say the moment you know who your target customers are, like who you are, like who your business is going to help, you start speaking the way that they speak. So I'm very intentional when I'm having conversations, whether I'm out in the community doing like free classes or people are coming to my paid classes, and I make sure I create an opportunity for us to talk. I want to hear your story. I want to hear what brought you to my class. I want to hear what are you working through personally, professionally. And I take those conversations, that's how I'm able to create, like when I do my social media and I do my, especially like the posts, I'm making sure like I'm speaking to them and anyone else who also resonates with those stories. So I know when people are like, I'm dealing with, you know, self-confidence issues and I don't know how to dance or I don't know where to start. I'm going to make sure that when I'm like promoting my services, I'm speaking to them, letting them know that this is a safe space. Like we are about body positivity empowerment. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you that after a couple of sessions, you're going to start to feel confident.
Yeah.
So it starts with, you have to have those real conversations with your customers and your target audience. And that's how you're going to shape your brand and messaging.
Absolutely. And I love that. I love that. And as a small business accelerator graduate, that's where it starts.
Yes.
And then it grows from there. So yes, being able to see that progression, I can only imagine what you were talking about in 2019.
Right.
When you first started, right?
Yes.
Compared to 2025, like now you've had time to cultivate that brand voice.
Yes.
You've had time to shape it, to change it if need be. And so that's amazing. That's amazing that you have the opportunity to really hone in on who you're talking to and how you're talking to them, right?
Yes.
So next, we have, like I said, a plethora of programs, but we have the Next Level program. We have the Next Level program. And for those who don't know, the Next Level program is for businesses who have made at least $75,000 or more annually in their business. And I heard a little birdie tell me that you applied.
I did.
For the Next Level program.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That within itself is huge.
Thank you.
It's huge. So becoming a part of Next Level, what were the steps that you had to take mentally to be able to prepare yourself? Because this is going to be a different type of journey for you.
I know.
Yeah. So tell the people how this changes.
So I first had to sit with myself and say, like, all right, where am I both personally and professionally? Like, mm-hmm. do I have the capacity to even do what's going to be required for the program? And
right.
so, and I just felt like it just made sense because now that I have my own physical location where I'm offering these multiple services and I'm going to be bringing on employees, so it's no longer just going to be myself.
Right.
This program I know is going to help me with being a better leader because it's not just myself, fine-tuning just my business plan and also just navigating the space of growth. So to be real with the numbers and everything too, and I was like, yep, okay, I'm there. And like I said, and then, okay, what does growth look like for me? The acceleration that is going to be having a team.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm like, I'm finally at that point where I'm tired of doing everything by myself.
All right, now
you have a team. And so those are the steps I had to take to like say, like, all right, I'm ready for this next level.
Yeah. Talk about long-term sustainability.
Yes.
Like when you're thinking of a brand in mm-hmm. general,
yes.
you're thinking of like the McDonald's.
Yes.
Who have been around for years,
yes.
decades,
yes.
and they've constantly refined their brand.
Yes.
So you're at the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the precipice
yes.
of truly building a brand
yes.
that is probably going to outlive you.
Yes.
Which is great. And mm-hmm. so I'm happy that you're at the point where, you know, SpringTR can continue to support you
yes.
through that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we aim to support our entrepreneurs for them to build, for them to grow, mm-hmm. and for them to have long-term success.
Yes.
So I'm really, really happy about that.
Thank you.
So we're continuing the conversation.
Hey.
So on branding, what are some steps that entrepreneurs can take to stand out in a crowded market? Mm.
So the first thing, as I mentioned before, like, you want to make sure you are speaking to your people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of entrepreneurs, they just started. Oh, I have this business idea. I'm just going to put it out there and just get going. That's, you want to stand out by saying, like, I actually have done my research. I have spoken to my community and they know I am here. The second thing is the colors in your font of like your logo, your website, everything, that does make a difference.
Talk about it.
Because you want to... And I feel like AI is helping a lot nowadays, and compared to when I first started in 2019, did not have that help. But it was very important to me that I created a brand of colors that really spoke to my target audience as well.
Right.
So I wanted them to feel bold and empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the same time, it's a little bit of softness because I'm not like one of those trainers like drop and give me 50 type of thing.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, that would not be working. That would not work for me. Okay.
So you look at the font of BSJ Fitness and the colors, I was very, very intentional making sure that package resonated with my target audience.
Right, because colors have feelings.
Colors have feelings.
Yes.
So that's how you're going to stand out from the rest of the market, because
mm-hmm.
some people just slap something together like, oh, this is my favorite color. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
No. You got to go beyond your favorite color.
It has to be what makes sense for your customer.
Yes. Yes.
For your customer.
For your customer.
And it's interesting because this is not the reason why SpringGR chose green. But green does have feeling.
It does.
And it kind of invokes money.
Yes.
When you see green,
yes.
you instantly think money.
Yes.
So I think it's really smart that SpringGR chose green.
Yes.
Because you see it. SpringGR, you think money, you
yes.
think when you come here, okay, I have that extra fire in me
yes.
to make this money. I'm
yes.
going to make my business work.
Yes.
I'm going to do what it takes.
Absolutely.
And so I feel like that's helpful.
Yes.
It's helpful in this type of environment.
Yes.
And can we talk about brand consistency?
Yes.
Because just because your logo is purple on your website, you cannot use a different color. You can't.
Mm.
It needs
no.
to be consistent throughout.
Yes.
And so right now I'm redoing the SpringGR website.
Uh-huh.
And in doing the SpringGR website, we've had people say, oh, well, why don't you change up the colors? No, We can change up the colors. This is what Spring GR stands for. This is their brand palette. These are their colors, and this is what we use.
Yeah.
Using anything else would stray away from the mission that we have.
Exactly.
It would stray away from the branding.
Exactly.
Now, you see like different colorways, but you're not seeing large companies like McDonald's using purple in their logo.
No.
No.
I'd be very confused.
No, you instantly, when you see that logo, you see red and yellow.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. And it makes you hungry. But
exactly.
There's a science behind that. But yeah, it's, I love that. And I love that. So, with that, now that we're consistent on our branding, now that we know who we're talking to, now we know how we're talking to them, how do we find the right audience and communicate their brand effectively? Like, how are we communicating effectively, not only with our target market, but being able to, like, show off the brand?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to show up 5x5. Like, no one knows who you are at first.
Right.
So you have to show up as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you communicate your brand? Because it's different. It's different on how you talk to your customers versus you talk to other businesses.
Exactly. So you have to, you essentially have to brag about yourself. I actually told someone that the other night, because I know, like, we want to be modest and humble and don't want to come off as a know-it-all. But at the same time, you have to let people know why you're the right person for the job, essentially.
Exactly.
You have to let people know what experiences you have, your certifications, your degrees, because they wanted, it took time and money to get. So you have every right to let the world know. But seriously, like, that also helps make you more marketable and reputable and professional. Because you don't want to just, like, because I met people along the way. They're like, oh, I learned some stuff off of YouTube. Now I'm a personal trainer. No, you don't know the science behind what we do, what we teach our clients, how to do a proper squat, the form, injury prevention. I had to get my certification.
There's experience
behind it.
Yeah.
So you want to do that work to become experienced, but then also let other businesses know that, look, I have the experience, I have the knowledge, I have the certifications.
Mm-hmm.
This also what makes me, my business viable. Like, I'm going to last, and I'm also going to make sure I'm going to really help my my target audience in a real way, because I have these things to back me up.
You're a subject matter expert.
Yeah.
You are a subject matter expert in what you do.
Yes.
So, because I'm an expert, because I'm an expert in what I do, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I can tell you. I can tell you how to do it because I'm an expert in it.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. I love that a lot. And so with entrepreneurs in Spring GR, how do you think that they can leverage Spring GR's networking opportunities to show people that they are subject matter experts? Like, how can, by using networking, how can they show them that, hey, I'm showing up as myself and this is why my business is viable?
Yeah, so first of all, actually showing up to the networking events, taking advantage of that, because people do have to know who you are. People want to see and feel who you are behind social media, behind the website. And so the way you walk into a room, that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Are you approachable or not? Do you, are you ready to, you know, basically we're always doing an elevator pitch, right?
Right.
Do you know your stuff to be able to say, like, hey, I'm such a, and this is what I do, you know? So you actually want to have that prepared too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Spring GR definitely, like, ingrained that in us to always know your business, like, under a minute. You never know who you're going to meet and who's going to be asking
you
some questions.
You
want to be prepared. So be prepared to be able to, again, brag about yourself and what makes you stand out from your competitors. But definitely attending the networking events, definitely doing the peer-to-peer groups, because that's important as well. Because not only are you talking about your business, but you're also, you are allowing yourself not to go through this experience alone.
Exactly.
Remember, entrepreneurship, it can feel alone if you allow it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But receive that peer support and help, like, you know, brainstorm ideas to help your business continue to grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So, as we're wrapping up here, can you give the people one piece of branding advice that every entrepreneur should take and hold seriously?
Honestly, this is, it's part of branding, but it's also bigger than branding. You have to be consistent.
Consistency.
You have to continue to show up when things are good, when things are bad, when things are evened out. And I share this with people because because like over the years, like I've done events where I've attracted over 200 people to classes. I've also been in spaces where only one person showed up.
All right, now.
But instead of feeling defeated, I've had to pivot. Like what is it? Is it the location? Is it the cost? I have to do my own research to figure out, okay, what's happening, you know? But I kept showing up. I kept showing up and kept showing up. And so now I can say I have my consistent core people, and who's also, because of their experience, are helping with my brand with through word of mouth.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, like, when I go to BSJ Fitness led by Valerie James classes, I leave feeling X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And so because they leave feeling that way, they're going to share that with their family and friends. And they're going to be like, I want to feel that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to come.
Now that's a part of your brand.
That's part of the brand.
All right now. Yes. 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 So for people who don't know about Spring GR, like this might be their first experience mm-hmm. on what Spring GR is.
Yeah.
So can you tell people who are interested in Spring mm-hmm. GR, why Spring GR?
Wow. Which I think where to begin, because it has helped me even give me the confidence to say, like, I'm going to try entrepreneurship. This is like me speaking as a 2019 version of myself. It gave me the confidence and a sense of security because we have access to business coaching. We did the field trips, like going to the Granville Chamber of Commerce. I probably would have never gone had it not been for Spring GR, you know?
Yeah.
Meeting other like-minded individuals, the diversity of our groups and our cohorts. It's like, oh my, and even to this day, like I've established friendships and partnerships due to Spring GR all those years ago.
Yeah.
So if you're just looking for, especially like, because for me, I was a blog. I was just like, I had this idea, didn't know anything to do with business.
Right.
So even if you're just an idea, still apply, mm-hmm. still put yourself out there, because you never know how your start A is going to be compared to your Z.
All right now.
Do Spring GR.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Okay, so as we wrap up, how can the people find you?
Yes. So you can find me on, my website is www.bsjfitness.com. You can also find me on Instagram, BSJ_fitness_. I'm also on Facebook, BSJ Fitness. And then also, if you're looking for counseling resources, you can find me on Facebook, Inner Fitness Counseling and Wellness. And then on Instagram, Inner Fitness Counseling, and website is coming soon.
All right. Yes. Shout out to the website.
Yes.
And we will have everything linked down below. So yes. You will be able to find her easily. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes. I have had such a blast.
Me too.
And your expert, being a subject matter expert, your expertise, I'm sure, will touch somebody. It will. It will. So thank you all for listening. I greatly appreciate you, and we will see you in the next episode.